This is HPR episode 1800 entitled, YouTube Video Subscriptions. It is hosted by Ahuka and is about 15 minutes long. The summary is, how to subscribe to and watch YouTube video series with suggestions.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio, and this is another exciting episode, not part of any particular series in this particular case, but something that came up actually when we were recording the last community news. And it started with something that C-Prompt had done. C-Prompt did a show a couple of weeks ago. It was kind of like three different cool things he wanted to talk about, and one of them was Crash Course Astronomy. And I said to Ken, yeah, I know all about Crash Course Astronomy and all of the other Crash Course, and we got to talking. And so, as you know, if you talk to Ken about almost anything, he'll say, I want a show. So I said, yeah, okay, I can do that. So I want to talk about YouTube video subscriptions, which is actually a big thing for me, because although my wife and I do have a cable TV subscription, I've maintained I could give it up easily because so much of what I am interested in is online anyway. Now, for a lot of people, that might mean something like Netflix or Hulu, but for me, it means stuff like YouTube and video podcasts and things like that. This is the golden age of narrowcasting as opposed to broadcasting, because YouTube gives so many creators the opportunity to find their own audience for things that don't appeal to the masses. A television show needs to reach millions of people to be economically viable to advertisers who pay all of the production costs. But with the rise of services like Patreon, a video series can be viable with just a few thousand viewers as long as they're willing to pay a small amount, often as little as a dollar a month or a dollar per video, to support the creators. For less money than the salary of one Hollywood star, you can have an entire ecosystem of interesting videos. The ones I like might not appeal to you, of course, but that is the point. A thousand flowers can bloom in this environment. Now, Patreon is an important part of this. I have a link in the show notes, but you've probably heard about it, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. It's a subscription site that lets you pledge to support creators of content. You give them a credit card they can charge and then make your pledges. You could pledge in a variety of ways, but for these videos, I typically pledge either per month or per video. At the end of the month, my credit card is charged, and Patreon sends me an itemized statement of what I've paid for. Now, to be fair, none of these videos is behind a paywall, so you could free ride on this, but I'm sure no one I know would do a thing like that. If I subscribe to a series, I'm willing to pay for it if they ask. Now, there are a few that don't, because they are well supported by advertising. At least I assume that's what it is, because I don't see them asking for donations. But many of them do rely on that. So what are some of the YouTube subscriptions in particular that I like? Well, let's talk about YouTube subscriptions. YouTube, you can do a video series. And if you have a video series and you watch the video on YouTube, you'll see a button under it that says subscribe. Now, that doesn't do a whole lot. It doesn't do nearly what I think it ought to do. It does build stats for the creator, but for advertising-supported series, building stats actually does matter. If you can go to advertisers and say, here's all the people that subscribed to my series, you know, maybe you can get a better rate for your ads. One thing it does let you do is sign up to get an email when a new episode is released. Now, to activate this feature, log into YouTube with your Google account, and on the left side, go all the way down to the bottom, and you will see a button to Manage Subscriptions. Click on that, and you'll see that you can put a check mark to get email updates for pretty much any subscription. I like to do that, and then I have arranged to have the emails in a folder in my Gmail, and then I can delete the email when I've watched the video. Now, what I would love to see happen, and maybe this will at some point, I'd love to see some way that I could automatically, when I subscribe to these things, have, you know, well, here's the videos you haven't watched yet, and, you know, maybe have them show up on TiVo or something like that, and just simplify my life a little bit more. But YouTube has not done that yet, you know. What I would love would be something that just says, here's all the videos for things you subscribe to that you haven't watched. But meanwhile, I have to do it manually. So, on the YouTube subscriptions, first of all, there are a couple of major creators that I really like to follow. And the first one is two brothers that started off as the Vlog Brothers, V-L-O-G, a video blog, I guess. These brothers are Hank and John Green. And they have a pretty good collection of videos here. And they started, as far as I can tell, by sending videos back and forth to each other. And that continues. But then they got serious and created a convention called VidCon, link in the show notes, that showcases many of the video series creators and their work. YouTube then got the idea to promote an expansion of videos and provided money to support new work from folks like them. This led to a group of videos under the heading Crash Course, which is not one series, but a collection of them. The first ones were World History and biology, then they added American history, literature, ecology, chemistry, psychology, and so on. And of course, the one that C-Prompt mentioned, which is astronomy, which is hosted by Phil Plait. So there's a lot of content there. They also have a series of science-related videos under the general heading of SciShow. And so they have a SciShow Space, SciShow Talk Show, and then just general SciShow videos that come along. Now, when the YouTube seed money ended, they switched to a crowdfunding model and just recently moved on to Patreon. They also partner with PBS Online for some of their series. PBS, for people outside the United States, is the public broadcasting system. So it's like the BBC, but an American version. Now, my favorite show from this group is one called Healthcare Triage. This is a doctor who gives straight analysis based on actual studies. He explains which studies are more reliable and why they are more reliable. So I guess I'm a bit of a data geek, but that really appeals to me. Plus, I have worked for a few hospitals in my career and previously taught a little about healthcare economics. So this is something of interest. So anything from the Vlog Brothers, you will probably enjoy. Then there's a fellow called Brady Heron. And he's a video producer originally from Australia, who went to the United Kingdom, worked for the BBC for a while, and then decided to become independent. And he has a fascinating group of video series that I think a lot of geeks would like. Computer File, which is about the history and underlying technology of computers. If you ever wanted to know about flip-flops, NAND gates, and Acorn computers, this show has covered all of them. Deep Sky Videos. This is all about astronomy, including a detailed look at the telescopes at the European Southern Observatory in Paranal, Chile. Number File, all about mathematics and the unusual numbers that pop up. What is the largest number described? Well, they covered it. Objectivity, a look at objects from the history of science, and in particular, the collection of the Royal Society in England. Periodic videos. This is an award-winning series on chemistry, demonstrating some fun experiments. Sir Martin Polyakov is the host. And then 60 Symbols, the world of advanced physics. This covers everything from quantum mechanics to relativity to string theory. So Brady Haran is obviously doing a lot of good stuff, and if you just check that out, BradyHaran on YouTube, you can see all of the stuff that he does. Now, in addition to that, those two big groups of things, there are a lot of YouTube series that I love that I'm going to now mention, kind of miscellaneous a little bit, although mostly science. First is Alton Brown, who is famous as the host and creator of Good Eats on the Food Network. He's known for a scientific approach to cooking and food, and I enjoy his videos. Haven't been too many of late. I think he's been on the road doing a traveling show. BBC Earth Unplugged, which is science videos from the BBC. And one called Braincraft. It's about the science of the brain, and it's produced by PBS Digital. Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Now, that's kind of a smaller collection of things. So I have several things from How Stuff Works. This particular one is a science-related one. They do some others. Then there's a series from Candy Rat Records. Now, this is a label that specializes in guitar music, and a number of my favorite people record for them. They very sensibly publish videos on YouTube to promote their artists, and I have purchased a number of CDs as a result, so that's a good thing. Dan Carlin. Dan Carlin is the host of Hardcore History and Common Sense, which are two of the audio podcasts I subscribe to, but on this channel is the occasional video. FW Thinking, FW for forward, I think, which is mostly about the future and how it will be different. How Stuff Works, which is kind of a general knowledge show. It's Okay to Be Smart, another science show from PBS Digital. So they just did one on cloning, for instance. Then another one called Kurzgesagt. I've got to assume by the name that this comes from Germany, although it's in English. One video a month on a science-related topic. Mental Floss. Well, there's several different Mental Floss series, and they all have to do with trivia in one way or another. Just fun little stuff. Then Minute Earth and Minute Physics, which present short science videos. As you might guess from the name Minute, they're not terribly long. You know, a lot of these things are like 2 or 3 minutes long, so it's not going to chew up a ton of your life. Then NASA Eclipse, which is videos from NASA. Nature Video, that's science videos that come from Nature Magazine, which is one of the major journals in science. Physics Girl. Physics Girl does really interesting experiments to illustrate concepts in physics. Piled Higher and Deeper, also known as PhD Comics. And that also, they do science videos. No fixed schedule, just every once in a while another one shows up. Space Frontier Org. Occasional videos on space-related topics. I don't see a lot of activity there. Takei's Take. Yep, George Takei has a video channel. So what's not to love there? The Frugal Computer Guy. How-to videos. He does a very good job. You know, if anyone likes the LibreOffice things that I've done, he has done some stuff on LibreOffice Base, and their videos on YouTube, and they're very well done. Veritasium, which is another science-related series. Then one called Vsauce. kind of hard to describe. It's a very quirky look at odd topics. And then finally, welcome to Night Vale. Now, Welcome to Night Vale is an audio podcast that I subscribe to, but they also throw up videos from time to time. By the way, that podcast is one everyone should be listening to. It's pretty awesome. So, it is obvious that I subscribe to a lot of science-related channels, but that is what I enjoy. Now, with all of my subscriptions, I probably average 6 to 7 new videos a day that show up in my mailbox. But with so much content now available on YouTube, the chances are that you will find lots of things you like. So I would urge you to give it a try. And so with that, this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio, signing off, reminding everyone to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.